box set of One Nation, Uncle Jim wants you, Hardcore Jealousy, Nectar Spanking, and some cuts that people never heard before that was strong, and a few live cuts that that's fantastic. They make a big package that we put out. See, a lot of people been putting out bootleg copies all over the place, but they haven't been able to remix. They haven't been able to remix the stuff because we have the master tapes. So they've been giving you the same thing over and over again because it won't stop selling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we stay on tour, so it won't stop selling. It's getting to be what we're trying to do now is capitalize on it. We want to have the mothership out there and everything with this tour.
Uh-huh. And then what do you make of that? I mean, just like the lasting impact of your music. I mean, when you first started out, did you ever foresee like a day that you would, of course, the Parliament and Funkadelic's influence is so far-reaching. I mean, did you ever?
Well, I said in interviews in like 1978 and 1979, that would be 25, 30 years before the music reached what it's supposed to be, because I looked at the 60s and saw that the music from the 40s and 50s was the biggest music in the 60s and 70s. But you know, with the rock and roll, Cream and Led Zeppelin, all them, they were straight into Elmore James and like the Hopkins, Muddy Waters, and Jimi Hendrix was into, you know, that same stuff. So it showed me that the music, it took the music 15 to 20 years actually to come around again.
Uh-huh.
And that it's going to take funk and Motown about the same time to come around.
Uh-huh.
See, we even got techno hip hop. So we actually really did out my heart's desire, which is doo-wop from the 50s. I even got a concept of